Machine Learning for Beginners, An Introduction to Artificial Intelligence and Machine Learning. Written by John Slavio. Narrated by Russell Archie. Chapter 1. What is Machine Learning? To understand what machine learning is and how it's important to our everyday lives, you first have to go over what programming is and how machine learning relates to it. In programming, everything is sequential, meaning that once one command from line 1 is completed, then the program goes on to the next line to carry out the next command. However, due to how information is saved within a computer, we have temporary access to previous information that can then be changed, and the subsequent information that is based on that information is changed after that. This is due to something called a memory reference, which is assigned to any information inside of the computer. You can think of a memory reference as a location of a house inside of a neighborhood. Therefore, you can tell your driver to go down a neighborhood of addresses, and then, once you see the house you're looking for, you can have them perform a U-turn so that you can arrive at the address that you were trying to get to. This is conceptually similar to how an unordered array sort works inside of programming. There have been many methods of making such a path, such as the infamous go-to method, from the early days of programming to the more modern methods of running loops and recursion. Machine learning doesn't work without a loop or a method of recursion, because machine learning is the machine finding a successful result, storing it, and then rerunning the program so that it further refines what it finds as a successful result. This allows the machine to not only optimize the path toward getting that successful result, but also for it to learn how to do something. Therefore, the machine learning can be described as a machine going to a specific address several times, but each time that it is set to go to that address, it remembers how it got there in the first place and searches for more optimal paths to get there faster. Let's walk through a scenario so you can get a better grasp of what I mean by this, because this can be a very confusing topic to discuss, no matter what level you are at with programming. Imagine that you purchased a brand new game, and you have no idea how to play it. You also bought a new console that has buttons that you have never played with before. The very first time that you boot up the game, you need to learn all the new moves, but the game that you bought doesn't include a tutorial, so you just have to continually press buttons to figure out what things do. You are, however, handed a single goal that you must accomplish by the time you get to the end of the level. Therefore, you spend a small amount of time, or even a large amount of time, just figuring out how everything moves in the current space that you've been given. Once you understand, on the most basic level, how these buttons work, you begin to push yourself towards the goal, but the second you die, you have to start out at the beginning. As a human being, you remember everything you did beforehand in order to figure out how the buttons worked. Your measure of success is how far you get towards that goal. You then begin to work your way towards the goal and continue to die and make mistakes until you finally manage to accomplish that goal. This is essentially what machine learning is doing, but with a few key differences. The first difference is that the computer doesn't even know how games work. That, in and of itself, is bizarre and extremely hard to conceptualize, since it involves not knowing something that's been around with you since, probably, birth. However, it is given certain functions that it can utilize in order to go further in the game, but it doesn't know what those functions will do for it and how to utilize those functions to the best degree. Even worse, the control schema is usually unmade for the program. In other words, not only is the computer usually not handed the controller with buttons, but it doesn't even know that buttons exist. It has to first create the controller in order to do anything in the first place. Therefore, it knows that the rules of its program say that it's required to move in a specific direction and that it has to accomplish a goal. It has to create a system for it to move. And since it knows that there is a rule about X and Y when it comes to movement on the screen, it develops calculations that will help it move on the screen. Once it remembers how to create those from scratch by placing the information in the save file, it can then begin to move on the screen, but it still doesn't know what the best direction is. Therefore, it will move in one direction until it figures out that it needs to move in multiple directions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?